It is a warm welcome to week two of our six-week Talanoa series, Ngalo Whanifo, a new wave for mental well-being, Pasifika Futures commissioned initiative in response to Pacific community demand. Ngalo Whanifo will ensure our Pacific families will have access to a skilled and trained workforce of practitioners who understand the context of our lives, understand our uniqueness and diversity, and who can access the resources families need to manage their own mental health challenges. Ngalo Whanifo is a Tongan term that refers to surfing the waves, and in the context of our mental health service, essentially a new wave for mental well-being. It acts as a metaphor where one is riding the wave of emotions until you reach a smooth landing. The waves can include different types or unexpected ones, ones you can see from afar, big ones, short ones, sudden ones, and rough ones. Whanifo is the art of riding these waves. Ngalo Whanifo speaks of accepting those challenges and that they are inevitable instead of succumbing to them as though the fate has already been declared. We embrace and see them as opportunities to apply and live out our values even more. Today we are looking at different coping mechanisms for stress and anxiety for our Pasifika families. A very warm welcome back to Dr. Siale Foliaki, clinical lead for Ngalo Whanifo. Dr. Foliaki is a graduate again of the Otago University School of Medicine and became a fellow of the Australian and New Zealand College of Psychiatrists in 2006. He has dual fellowship as both an adult and child psychiatrist and has held senior clinical roles within the county's Manukau District Health Board as a consultant psychiatrist. He also has many years of clinical experience in addiction psychiatry and has been active in psychiatric research. We welcome your questions via our live stream on our 531PI Facebook page, and a very warm welcome back, Dr. Siale. Thank you so much for your time today.
Nisan Bulawinaka, Brian. Yes. Happy Fijian Language Week.
Very good indeed. And Vinaka Vaka level for your time as always, Dr. Siale. Dr. Siale, let's begin today as Talanoa. Stress. What is stress and anxiety? And is it healthy?
Well, look, I think stress is an important part of life. Could you imagine, Brian, if you and I didn't get out of bed this morning? I think it would be stressful not doing anything. Yeah. And so, you know, healthy stress is really, it makes us productive. It makes us, you know, to get into life and the activities of life in a really good way. The challenge for us is when stress exceeds our ability to cope, when it no longer becomes something that drives us forward, but it starts to paralyze us. And we all know that feeling.
Now, under the current alert level restrictions, Dr. Siale, many families who have families or parents working from home who are also now involved with learning and or taking care of their children too. What ways can parents or caregivers manage this additional stress that is becoming part of the new norm?
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about how do we cope during times of duress. You know, when our natural rhythm of life has changed. And I would put it to you, Brian, that during these really difficult times, one of the most important things we can do to manage stress is to have some structure and some routines. So, for example, you know, when the kids are home, there are grandparents in the house, yeah, and sometimes parents can't get out to work, or in the sad case where they've lost work and there is that additional pressure. It's during these times that actually having a little bit of a plan for your day really, really matters. So, you know, I would start there. There are some other tips that I would give, but I would start there, the importance of routine and structure as a way of everybody kind of knows how the day is going to unfold.
Okay, so parents, now from the perspective of children and students, especially in Auckland over the last, 7 weeks and counting, what advice for our Pasifika youth or youth in general that are dealing with anxiety currently, Dr. Siale?
Well, there are things that are specific to anxiety, and then there are things that are specific to having a nice day. And if you think about if we're having a nice day, we don't tend to get as stressed. We don't get as anxious or depressed. So one of the really important things for, and this applies to everybody in the household, for children, for parents and for grandparents, for human beings, we do well. We do better if we have something that we, in every single day, that we can look forward to. Yeah, I would advise families to build into their daily plan a little bit of fun that applies to the children, to the adults, to the grandparents. And for example, I don't know what you enjoy, Brian. Do you enjoy, you know, are you a good guitarist? Have you got a good singing voice?
Funny you should ask, because I've got a guitar, a Dr. Siale, which I bought in the first lockdown in 2020. And after a month of intense lessons, it is still by the side of my bed. But yes, I found it fun at the time, yes.
Because if you think about, you know, families, you know, the old saying, you know, the families, they pray together, stay together. And, you know, our culture, you know, our faith and the presence of, you know, a higher power of God in our lives, of course, during times of stress, we should fall back on that. But faith without action isn't faith. The action parts are, you know, if we have, you know, it might be a nice time for families to re-engage with regular prayer. But it's, you know, families that sing together, do you know what I mean? Stay together, you know, families that have fun together, stay together. So think about, my first comment was about having a little bit of a routine, having a little bit of a plan to the day and making sure like kids have got some schoolwork to do. So, you know, their schoolwork and attending the schoolwork actually is a distraction from negative emotions, and will actually feel, doing something productive will make you feel good. But knowing at lunchtime that, you know, the family might do an activity together, knowing that after dinner, we've got an activity planned that everybody enjoys, looking forward to something keeps feelings of anxiety and depression at bay. So those are more general things. And then I think me and you should have a conversation about specific things that deal with anxiety. So just, you know, what are your thoughts so far on you know, the conversation?
Well, you know, if we're looking at anxiety, for myself being able to, you know, continue to come to work and have that structure in terms of, you know, what I'm doing as an announcer, broadcaster, I suppose it helps me to compartmentalize, yeah, and, you know, deal with it in that way. If I start to think about what it would be like to, you know, be in lockdown, there could be another conversation altogether. But having the regularity, the consistency of coming to work, but then being able to go home and spend quality time with the family, it helps keep me in a good space mentally.
Can you tell when you're stressed, Brian? Before you actually lose your temper or get upset, can you tell the physical signs of anxiety? Because anxiety is just stress that becomes both physical and psychological. You can feel it happening. And I want to talk a little bit about stress and the physical symptoms of distress for our audience. Yeah.
I do know the symptoms, but sadly, Dr. Siale, I don't mind. You know, I don't think over the years I've had good learnings in terms of being able to cope when I get into, you know, stressful situations, and I only base it on my own upbringing and in the environment that I grew up in and what I saw modelled to me from my parents.
So from a Polynesian worldview, if you think about us as Polynesians, right? We know when Polynesians are stressed, they lose their sense of humor. There's no patience, there's no tolerance. Do you know what I'm saying? And so when we are observing, one of the things we need to observe, we need to observe of signs that somebody is distressed. And children withdraw. Do you know what I mean? They don't want to socialize. They don't want to, they stay in their room, they isolate. They're no longer open with their thoughts and feelings. So think about it for a second. When people get stressed, when children get stressed, they don't participate in social interactions the way they want to. Yeah, they close down. They don't tell you what they're thinking. They don't tell you what they're feeling. Okay? And so those are the little warning signs to parents and to grandparents during this time to keep an eye out for those observations.
Dr. Siale. So the question then, when we see that that's happening, how are we then able to re-engage, whether it's children or, you know, parents or, you know, our mātua, especially if living under the same roof?
Yep. You know what I love about our Polynesian community is that within every family, there are members with each family that all of our children are quite close to. So if you see a child pulling away, often as a direct parent, when I look at my own children, often I can be quite triggering for them because I have very high expectations of my children. And often when I try to talk to them and say, hey, open up, tell me what you're feeling, they shut down. Yet if my sister, I've got one particular brother who's very good with the children, you know, he's got a great sense of humor, he makes them laugh, you know, he might be the right person for me to give him a ring and say, hey, brother, can you give my child a call, you know, do that thing you do, cheer them up. Because at the moment, they're normally visiting. And the lack of visiting means that we don't get to laugh and enjoy each other's company. But, you know, it's really important that we reach out, But it's really important that we recognise signs of distress in our children and in ourselves as well.
Dr. Siali, the question then for me, because especially in terms of your the work that you do in mental health and that, when you're dealing, you know, as you've alluded to with your own family, is it easy for you to move away from the professional capacity for yourself as a psychiatrist and just be able to, you know, to deal with whatever issues as dad? And not, you know, the kids feeling like, oh, here, you know, dad's taking me like I'm one of his clients or, you know, one of the people that he works with at work sort of thing.
Well, there are two things to the question. Yes, sometimes I'm quite a, I think I've got a reasonable sense of humour, but I can be quite a serious person. And my education, my training has just made me more serious. Yeah. And when I look at my siblings and some of my cousins, they have much more fun with their children. And sometimes I have to remind myself to have fun with my children. But I do believe in collective parenting. So what I love about the Polynesian community and what's so hard during lockdown is that we raise the children together. So I don't have to be the life of the party. You know, somebody who's more naturally that way inclined within our family system can be that person that brings a little bit of joy and a little bit of happiness. So I really like the idea of collective parenting.
Here's a question for you, Dr. Siale. You know, I gave a little bit of an example for myself. For if we're looking at a sort of older generation of you know, our Polynesian community and those that may be, you know, slave to the past or, you know, all they see through the filter of, you know, upbringing and what they saw modelled, you know, by parents, how are they able to then begin on the journey of changing those mindsets and changing the neuro pathways, if you will?
You know, neuro pathways, a fancy way to say how our brains are wired. Do you know that when we're happy, the neuro pathways, they kind of, if you do fancy scans, you can see they're well aligned. Do you know when people are stressed? It's funny how the brain structures change under stress. But look, our talk isn't, I don't want to focus too much on brain physiology and science, but I do want to go back to your original question about how we get young people to open up and talk. This applies to us and our elderly parents. Do you know during activities, young people are more likely to talk to you than if you sit them down, particularly boys. Girls, they don't mind sort of talking about their emotions, but boys find it a bit difficult to talk most. If you are passing a ball around, or if you're just sitting out on the grass, you know, the sun's starting to come out, it's starting to be spring. If you do an activities-based thing, you'll be surprised at how much the children share. So my recommendation, you know, and advice to families is, you know, make sure when you're given every given day that you've got an activity where everybody's participating.
Very good. With that, I think if there's not in final words, Dr. Siale, it's a very big thank you. You know, I love that we're able to have these talanoa and for you to, you know, to share. Oh, I don't know if you're. Well, I think we've had a technical issue, but it is a very big... Oh, there you go, back. Dr. Siale, some final words with regards to stress and anxiety, please, Dr. Siale.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there are like I said before, and we've got some things built in our day that are important to us, that we look forward to. It's important to have some fun. Right? Relationships really matter. And when people are starting to get stressed, you see the interpersonal interactions, they get grumpy, they get stressed. Be really mindful and careful of that and go for a walk. You know, get yourself out of that environment. And also be very intentional. Make sure that you don't say things that are going to upset everybody. And if I'm really honest, Brian, my household hasn't been the most peaceful or the most settled. So when I talk about all this advice, I can promise you that it's been hard work even managing the emotions of my own children here. And it's been great in level three. Some of the other older children have been visiting. So I want to say to the families, you know, this stuff, you're not going to get it right all the time. And I would ask families to be patient, even with themselves, when they're getting it wrong. They've said a harsh thing. They've had an argument. You know, try to get over it and get back into the routine and rhythm.
Dr. Siale Foliaki, a clinical lead with Ngalu Fa Nifo. Thank you so much, Dr. Siale, and thank you for your honesty, which, you know, I really appreciate. Thank you so much for your time, and look forward to our talanoa next Wednesday. Vinaka Vakalevu, have a great day. Thank you.
Vinaka Vakalevu to you.